necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo. Today, I'll be talking about drug addiction, mental health, and the Black Family Unit. The reason why I want to touch on this is because recently, I would like to say everything is fine at my household where I live, but honestly, it's not, and it's pretty much just been crazy around here. Basically, my grandmother, who has sciatica, she didn't mean to, but she ended up almost overdosing on pills because she tried to take ibuprofen and some other medicine that was at least 600 milligrams. And you're not supposed to take that much because it's not, that's a little too much for the human body, pretty much. And she not only almost overdosed, but when I found her, she had fell out of the bed on top of that. So I was trying to help her pretty much to get back into the bed, and eventually my grandfather walked into the room and he mentally is not there. He wasn't just gone. His whole demeanor towards the situation was nonchalant. He did not even really realize what was going on. He thought that she had had one of her little episodes where she blacks out, and it wasn't that, it was something else, as you can see. And pretty much from there, it was a battle. It was an uphill battle for me. Because we, or at least I had to call 911, and then my grandfather was trying to talk to me while I'm on the phone with rescue. And he wasn't making any sense. He wasn't coherent. And he just kept on walking back and forth, back and forth. He didn't even seem concerned, honestly. So after paramedics got here, or at least before paramedics got here, my grandmother pretty much had fell on top of me. Dead. It was dead weight on me. And my grandfather, he did try to help a little bit when he seemed to, he was in and out. I would say he was coherent 1 minute and then incoherent the next minute. So when he wasn't incoherent, it was like he was just stuck in the past. He thought this was 2018. He was talking about he lost stuff, but didn't really lose stuff. Because I ended up finding this stuff later, and paramedics come. They start talking to her. She is semi-coherent. She's able to answer questions, but she just was out of it. So they take her to the hospital, and eventually, it comes down to what happens to my grandfather, that everything just boils over. And he's in the house walking back and forth still. And I go to try to get on, at least be decent enough to be able to go out to the hospital. And I find him sitting on the edge of the bed talking to nothing. He's patting on pillows. He's pretty much just hallucinating. He thinks that at that moment, he thinks that my grandmother was still there, and she wasn't, honestly. She had just went to the hospital. So it started to decline worse from there, to the point where I'm telling him that we have to go to the hospital. He's saying that she's been to the hospital yesterday, and he just doesn't know that where he seems to be at. And some believe that it's possible dementia, because of the whole fact that with dementia you become aggressive. And honestly, I think that it may be just that. And because I tried to take the car keys from him, because he's not mentally fit at this moment to drive. And I tell him that he's not mentally fit to drive, and that angered him to the point where he drives off the first time. I couldn't stop him. So a few minutes later, I would say, he drives right back around, sees me, and then drives off. At least 20 minutes later, he comes back, and he's acting like nothing happened. He just walks us out the house, and he just goes about his daily life as if everything is fine. Eventually, I again attempt to try to take the car keys, and he gets in the car and tries to drive off, but he stops in the middle of the road. And this time, I end up trying to get back in touch with rescue, and they then send me over to the police department instead. As I'm looking inside the car, he has completely forgotten how to even start the car. He's playing around with everything, but doesn't know what he's doing. So from there, the police come out. I'm trying to keep him calm, because he was talking about fighting me, punching me, beating me up. He was very coherent to those things. He became aware about the police being called out there. But it was after that, that's when he became incoherent once again, because he then starts talking about aliens. He's wearing two different shoes. And as the police were handcuffing him, I started to feel like real crappy, like super crappy. And he's talking about he shouldn't be getting arrested. And it's like, you're not being arrested. They're just going to try to take you to the same hospital as grandma. And he doesn't seem to understand that. And like, I started to just feel like, wow, because I started to feel horrible. And the way he was saying it, it's like you could sense the fear in him, the pain that he was going through. And it was a little too much, honestly, at that moment. It just boiled over to the point where now I don't have neither grandparent living inside the house with me. And my grandmother ends up saying some stuff while at the hospital when she was incoherent. She told the doctor something. So now we have to deal with that. And this is where family comes into play. Because I called my grandmother's daughter, and her daughter called her daughter, who called her auntie, and it was just their family was boom, 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 boom. They knew who to call, when to call, and it was just, they got everything down. So then I call my mother on my side, and I've done an interview with my mother before, because I've stayed at her house just a few days, but it doesn't seem like she has that same energy as the other side. Even though that's my biological mom, it seems like she doesn't trust me in the way, in a sense, because she tells my uncle that she thinks I am doing things to get my grandfather mad so I could purposely record it when I stay to myself mostly in this house. I pretty much just do what I have to do to try to make a better life for myself. Because I have no control over what other people do. I only have control over what I do. I stay in my room most of the time. I come out to eat whatever is made or whatever I bought for myself from the store or whatever I ordered. I play my games. I write my books. I just pretty much try to better myself. I even work on the YouTube channel as well as the podcast. So I don't even try to interact with them as much, and that could be one reason why things are the way they are, because I try to stay to myself, because it's only been getting worse. So I pretty much just close myself off from them. In a sense. So when he does say things and do things, even though I'm not supposed to, or at least that's what many people would say, I will walk off from it to save my energy and to save myself the headache from hearing someone accuse me of something I didn't do or yell at me for something that makes no sense to me. And that was just my way of doing things, pretty much. Just keep your sanity, keep your sane mind. And today, as I'm with my aunt from my step-grandmother's side and my uncle, my mother pretty much tells them to make sure I don't get the car keys, to make sure I just stay out of trouble as if I'm a teenager who is going to go crazy trying to drive a car in a very difficult time and situation, as if I don't understand the very seriousness of what is going on. Now, I can understand. Now, I would say I can understand what's the mindset to all this, but it turns out that my grandfather would go back and tell her things about what me and my grandmother are doing that is not true. And the thing is, she has my cell phone number. She could ask me, is this true? Is this not true? Is this happening? Is this not happening? And she has the house number. She could easily just talk to my step-grandmother and you could just find out things. You could call, you could text, but you don't. And when I ask for help, I get no help because I've told her these things and she knows the situation, but it seems like I am the person she gave birth to. I am unreliable or uncredible. Like, what I'm saying is not believable. But she believes the person who is clearly losing their mind. And that's what just threw me off. That really threw me off. You believe the person who's losing their mind, but you won't believe the one that you gave birth to or the other adult that's in the house that is coherent to everything. So pretty much she kind of takes up for her father's side, which I'm not even going to fault her for that, which I can't fault her for that, but the fact that you know that something is wrong with him and you still believe his stories over anything else is what's possibly the part that gets to me. So it's like, at this point, I just want to cut her off entirely, because this has not just been one situation. And it doesn't feel like it's going to be just one situation. Because just because other people have in the past, in a way, not been what they said they are, or they lied about certain situations, don't mean that this is everybody. You're profiling everybody, including your own child, your son, your firstborn, based off of what others have done. So it's just mind-blowing to me. And she said when, because I called her that the same day that all this craziness went down, and she said she would be here that very same day, because she was at Walmart. She was gonna go home, drop off the stuff, and then be here. But then turns out none of that happened. Then she seemed to be getting annoyed and angry when I had her on speakerphone trying to talk to my grandfather, her father, and he was ignoring her. But at the same time, this man is very aggressive. Even while incoherent, he's very aggressive and had the phone off the hook. So I could not just try to reach over there and put the phone on the hook, and she's getting mad because I'm not putting the phone on the hook. So it was just a situation in a situation where I am trying to protect myself from not being harmed, because he owns a gun. He owns knives. And I don't know what can happen, and anything can happen and that in the middle of the moment. So I'm thinking in chess style, what is possibly going to be this person's next move? If I reach over there and try to put the phone on the hook while he's like he is, and then have someone yelling at me through the phone, or put the phone on the hook, when that's not possible. So pretty much just everything these past few days has been crazy. And then everyone's coming up with the decisions. And I don't mind the fact that everybody's discussing things and making decisions. It's just, it took this long in a way for this type of situation to happen, for everyone to just say they're going to come around or so and see what's going on. Because his mental health, honestly, has been slowly going throughout the years. And for me, because I was raised in it and around it for so long, it's hard to recognize what is real from what is fake in those type of situations. Because I, even with myself, have been lately battling with just thoughts that are on a negative side of things, where I am just talking about jumping off bridges and self-harming myself. And then this happens, and it's like, it's just back-to-back-to-back things happening. And it doesn't seem like it's slowing up at all. So now we have my grandmother, my step-grandma, who's in the hospital room when she could be here at home in bed, and the same goes with my grandfather. They could both be here, but we recognize the signs of his mental health slowly but getting worse. But now it's to the point where it is bad. It could have always been this bad, but it just now manifesting itself because of what happened to her. Black people have to take care of our mental health fully. We can't just ignore it, because the government and the system itself, the hospitals, they're not really there to help us or heal us. They're there to get a check. As soon as they find out you have health care or any type of medical history, they'll put your name in that system. and they'll find ways to keep you in there for a long period of time just so they can milk you and make you pay in the end. And as family go, we gotta always check up on our loved ones, even when you're mad at them. Even if they say they don't want guests or company, still go around, because you never know what's the situation going on with them at home. Because one day you may not get another phone call from them or another text message, and then find out that they have died. If I weren't here at the moment that all this had happened, who knows what could have happened. It just so happened that I walked into their room and I found my grandmother the way she was, out of bed, and took immediate action to try and help. Who knows, for all we know, my grandfather possibly could have taken the car out if I hadn't jumped behind it. And he possibly could have ran into somebody or even got into a car accident himself and died from that. Because the first thought with him after I tried to get the car keys the second time was that it wasn't going to be a repeat of that first time. I immediately, as he was trying to back out, got behind the car, and he didn't care that I was right behind the car. I don't even think he was completely aware that I was behind the car. It's hard to really say with those type of situations with people with dementia, because it's literally anything can happen. And me being behind the car like I was, that could even injured me at some point. And in a way, I did get injured, because when my grandmother fell on top of me, I was trying to keep her from falling on the ground, and I pulled a muscle in my back on top of already having a bad back. So it's like we have to worry about our physical and mental health as Black people the most, especially when you're getting up in age. You have to eat right, eat things that will keep your brain operating at full function. They say blueberries are one way to actually help keep your brain functioning properly when you get in ages that they are. My grandmother is 77, going to be 78 in May, and my grandfather 72, will be 73 in November. So they're pretty much up there in ages. And I'm literally the only one here who is able to, like, look over them. And I work late nights. When I get off, it'd be around 7 in the morning. Then I come home, I sleep. So anything that happens in that time frame of me sleeping, anything honestly could happen. And it just so happened that at that moment that all this happened, I was awake at that moment. Because I didn't plan to be up at that moment. The bus had came late that morning, so I got home around 9 o'clock. And I woke up at 2 in the afternoon. So it was pretty much just a long, long day. And it's still just trying to figure things out as it goes along. But the message to all this is, as Black people, we have to put our families first. And no matter how mad you are at family, even if you say you're going to cut them off, still in a way, find a way to mend the wounds. And unless they have done something completely wrong to you, if certain things have happened that transpired in the past that cannot be that's crossed the line, that cannot be taken back, not even with an apology. Those type of situations you should never apologize for. But if it's for something silly, if it's for something that could be just, oh, this, then, and you could work through it, then you should do that. If it's because of a choice that they made, you gotta also remember that at this point, they're adults. They're gonna make their own choices. They're gonna make their own mistakes. Let them, and they'll eventually come back to you, and they're not gonna say that, yeah, this happened, but you just can't hold grudges for things that are so low, and you gotta check up on your family, make sure that they're mentally and physically well, and not just every once in a while type of thing. And don't wait the holidays, don't wait the Thanksgiving, don't wait to 4th of July, don't wait to Christmas, these white Eurocentric holidays to get together. Get together every 2 weeks or so, every month, when it's convenient for everybody. Or not, if not even every 2 weeks, every once a week or twice a week. Just make sure that you're there for your family no matter what. And like I said, if it's something that happened that where the line has been crossed, that and you have family members trying to just sweep things, like these things under the rug, then yeah, those type of situations, you just cannot just get past those and act like it never happened, because it clearly happened, and we're just not gonna continue to just let things like that slide. And I'm pretty sure you know what type of situation I'm talking about, so I don't have to go into details about that, but that's all I just want to say for today. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Titsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.